Hello.
Carl Bramel, My Morning Jacket.
Good morning, Todd. How's it going?
Glad to have you with us this early in the day. Are you okay?
Yeah.
We're having you, of course, as part of this Rock for Riley show coming up on the 25th, just after Thanksgiving. And I understand you're an Indianapolis native?
Yep. Grew up in Indianapolis, went to school at IU.
What'd you major in?
Music.
Good man. What was your instrument? Guitar for that?
Guitar, yeah.
Did you study like classical, folk, jazz?
Mostly classical, funny enough.
I can actually hear the influence. I was wondering. So you you play lead guitar for My Morning Jacket, and how did you happen to hook up with these? I mean, you know, the band being based out of Louisville, how did a guy from Indy get hooked up with them?
Actually, I think they kind of went looking for people in California, and I happened to be living out there.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of caught wind of the fact that they had lost a few people. And I was interested, and I talked to my friend Bobby Bear Jr., who I've known for a long time,
mm-hmm.
Asheville guy. And he kind of put in a good word for me, and I went in and played with him there. That's where it began for me.
Are you taking a couple of days off for Thanksgiving, or is there a show hiding out between those two?
Yeah, we'll probably all be in Louisville for Thanksgiving. I do have family in Indianapolis, my older brother, but I don't know if I haven't decided where I'm going to go exactly on Thanksgiving Day.
And there's always Christmas, the good thing about the holidays, so.
Yeah. And it's kind of becoming a tradition for us to play in Louisville around Thanksgiving.
So I understand also, in addition to your connection here with My Morning Jacket and being from Indianapolis, that you played in a band called Old Pike, and that there was, I have been led to believe that there's a connection with John Mellencamp. Can you kind of clarify that for us?
Yeah, there is a sort of a connection. We, living in Bloomington, and kind of being in close proximity to John and Mike Wanchick.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly for me, it was Mike Wanchick who I became friends with. We ended up doing a couple shows with Mellencamp. We played the New Year's Eve show,
mm-hmm.
2000, with John. That was a big show for Old Pike, and Old Pike continued a little bit longer after that, and then we broke up maybe a year or so after that.
Mm-hmm. Just out of curiosity, do you have any personal connection to the cause, Rock for Riley, that you're doing the show for on Saturday?
I don't, other than the fact that I'm from Indianapolis and I've always been aware of the Riley Children's Hospital. And
mm-hmm.
when it came down the pipeline of riding the tour and doing all that stuff, I was definitely excited to participate in that. We're always looking for things to do that add bonus goodwill to the tour, you know? I feel like sometimes when you tour for a long time, you wonder why you're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things where we don't have to even question it, because we would do it next time if they asked us, you know?
Sure. It'll definitely be awesome to have you in the area, and Carl Bramel, My Morning Jacket, will enjoy seeing you on Saturday at Clues Memorial Hall for Rock for Riley.
Awesome. Thank you very much, man.